Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 breakbeat lesson, where we're building a retro rave drum and bass blueprint with a dark 90s edge. This is not just about programming a loop. We're going to build a break, process it, print it, chop it again, and keep reshaping it until it feels like a proper jungle and D&B hybrid. Gritty, unstable, energetic, and full of attitude. The big idea here is simple but powerful. Build a break, process it, resample it, chop it again, and then layer it into a final drum performance. That's how you get that raw old-school feel, but with the control and precision of Ableton Live 12. We're thinking like producers who commit early, print the vibe, and use resampling as a creative engine rather than just a technical step. Start by choosing a break with character. You want something with a clear kick and snare spine, but also ghost notes, hats, and mid-range personality. Classic Amen-style energy works great, but any dusty break with movement will do. Drop it into an audio track, set the tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM, and warp it carefully. Beats mode is usually the first thing to try, with transient preservation set so the break keeps its punch without sounding too cleaned up. If it feels a little rough, that's fine. In fact, that's often what we want. Now before we get into the heavy processing, build a first pass groove. You can use sliced a new MIDI track if you want the break map to a drum rack, or you can manually chop the audio if you want full visual control. Either way, the goal is to keep the main kick and snare structure recognizable while leaving room for ghost notes and little rhythmic surprises. This style lives and dies on the backbone of the backbeat, so make sure the snare still feels intentional and strong. Once the groove is there, tighten it with performance logic rather than robotic editing. A dark D&B break should feel played. Let a few ghost notes sit slightly behind the grid. You swing lightly, not so much that the groove falls apart, but enough that it feels alive. In the groove pool, subtle MPC-style swing can work beautifully. Keep the movement human, not sloppy. The listener should feel momentum, not drunkenness. Now we move into the part that really gives the sound its retro rave darkness, processing the break bus before resampling. Route the break or its slices into a drum group, then shape it with stock Ableton devices. Start with EQA to clean up the low end and remove any muddy buildup in the low mids. Then use drum bus to add punch, drive, and a bit of movement. A touch of saturator can bring out that clipped, gritty sampler feel. Follow that with glue compressor to make the hits feel glued together and more aggressive. If needed, add a little auto filter for movement or intro sweeps later on. The point here is not to make it pristine. The point is to make it feel like it's being pushed through an old PA, a battered sampler, or a warehouse rig that's on the edge of distortion. If the break feels more dangerous after processing, you're on the right track. Now comes the magic move, resampling. Create a new audio track, set its input to resample, arm it, and record your processed break for a few bars. This is where the character gets printed into audio. Resampling commits the saturation, compression, and transient shaping into a new sound. It's not just a copy of the break anymore. It's a new version with its own personality. This is one of the most important habits in advanced breakbeat production. Print the vibe, then re-edit the print. Take that resampled break and chop it again. You can slice it back into a drum rack, drop it into simpler, or cut it directly in the arrangement view. Usually, this second generation break already sounds bigger and more cohesive because the processing has glued the elements together. Listen closely for the little details. Snare tails might now feel like fill material. Hats might have more crunch. Tiny transient artifacts might become useful accents. This is where you start turning a break into a performance system instead of just a loop. Build a one-bar or two-bar pattern from this new printed material. Keep one strong snare anchor, one syncopated kick idea, and a few ghost hits to keep the groove rolling. Don't overfill every space. In dark D&B, the bassline needs breathing room. Bass is part of the tension. Next, create a ghost layer. This is a quieter layer made from the same resampled break or a different break entirely. High pass it so it doesn't fight the main drum body, then add a little grit if you want texture. This layer should be more felt than heard. Its job is to add shuffle, keep the tempo feeling urgent, and support the atmosphere under the main drums. A bit of stereo movement can work here, but keep the important low end and backbeat elements centered and solid. Now let's get into fills and transitions, because this is where the arrangement starts feeling like a real 90s rave record. Take your resampled break and make a few dedicated transition moments. Reverse a snare tail, stutter a kick snare hit, or create a microchop fill in the last half bar of a phrase. Beat repeat can be brilliant here if used sparingly. Echo and reverb can also be printed and then chopped into new transition sounds. This is a great place to resample again. Capture the fill, then place that printed audio at the ends of 8-bar or 16-bar phrases. That gives your track a signature transition language. You can also reinforce the drums with one-shots. Add a clean kick, a tight snare layer, maybe a short hat or crash, and blend them carefully with a break. The main rule is to protect the identity of the break. If you layer too much, it stops sounding like a breakbeat and starts sounding like a generic loop. Use the extra layers to support, not replace, the break's character. At this point, remember that in drums and bass are in constant conversation. If the drums are too dense, the bass has nowhere to sit. If the bass is too wide or too loud in the mids, the drums lose their authority. So keep your kick and snare relationship strong, and if needed, sidechain the bass gently so the groove breathes. For darker, rolling styles, the ducking should feel tight and musical, not obviously pumping unless that's part of the vibe. Now we shape the arrangement. Don't think only in terms of loops. Think in phrases. A strong 8-bar structure might start with a stripped intro, then bring in the full break, then add the ghost layer, and then use the last 2 bars for a fill, a reverse hit, or a transition cue. On a 16-bar scale, you can expand that into a full journey, intro, main groove, variation, then a phrase-ending mutation. That keeps the listener engaged without needing an entirely new break every few bars. Automation is a huge part of making this feel alive. Bring the filter in and out on the drum bus. Push reverb before fills. Add a touch more saturation in a key phrase. Even a small snare gain boost in the right moment can make a section feel much bigger. The trick is contrast. One section can be dry, another crushed, another smeared. You do not need constant intensity. In fact, darkness often feels heavier when it has space around it. Before you finish, do one final resampling pass of the full drum group. Record 8 to 16 bars with all your important edits and automations. Then bring that rendered audio back into the arrangement and make tiny final cuts, nudges, or repeats if needed. This gives you a locked-in drum performance that feels deliberate and committed. A lot of advanced producers do this because it stops endless tweaking and turns the drums into a real, printed identity. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't overchop the break until it loses its natural push and pull. Second, don't let the low end get muddy by stacking too much kick weight. Third, don't resample just for the sake of it. Each printed pass should do something useful, like adding body, attack, chaos, or transition energy. And finally, don't widen the whole drum bus too much. Keep the core drums centered and let the hats, effects, and ambience carry the width. If you want to push the style even further, try printing multiple versions of the same break. Make one clean, one saturated, one crushed, and one filtered or degraded. Then alternate them across the arrangement like different performance intensities. You can also build a parallel dirt bus with saturation, compression, and a touch of reduction, then blend it under the clean drums. That's a great way to get weight without losing clarity. Another strong move is to turn snare tails and reverb prints into new percussion. Chop them, reverse them, pitch them slightly, and use them as fills or intro textures. That kind of sound design gives your track a custom signature and really leans into that old rave mentality, where audio is constantly being reused, redamaged, and reimagined. For practice, try building a 4-bar dark break loop using only one break source, resampling it at least twice, and making a fill in bar 4. If you can make that loop feel darker, heavier, and more alive after each printed generation, you're doing exactly the right thing. So the takeaway is this. Start with a strong break. Make musical decisions fast, process it with intent, resample aggressively enough to create new character, chop the print again, and build a drum performance that feels like a living machine. That's the sound of retro rave darkness in Ableton Live 12. Raw, controlled, and absolutely ready to hit hard.